Do you have any mail for me, Mr. Drew?
Oh, yes, Mr. Bates. As a matter of fact, I do. There's a 5 cents postage due.
Sir, I do not have the money.
You can bring it in when you see fit.
That would be wrong, sir. I have not 5 cents to my name.
Joseph, I'll take your word that you'll find a way to repay the debt.
Matthew, if you would open it, I would be more comfortable.
Send you this in the name of the Lord.
When you deliver these goods to my home, my wife will say you have made a mistake, but bear no mind.
Certainly, Captain Bates.
Don't you think?
Yes, it does. The name fits you well, Mrs. White. What's wrong?
I'd always imagined this moment in a church. But we have none to call home. Brother Bates writes here stirs my heart.
Indeed. Everything he affirms is supported by Scripture.
Well, he traces the Sabbath back to its creation and then reminds us it is at the heart of God's Ten Commandments.
If the early church kept the seventh day as the Sabbath, then we shall cast our lot with them.
It is clear that in the final days before Jesus returns, the keeping of the commandments will become a significant issue. John in Revelation chapter 12, verse 17, describes a people who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus. In the last days, these people are to become the objects of Satan's wrath. In chapter 14, verses 6 through 11, John describes God's last warning message to be given to the world before Jesus comes, symbolized by the messages of the three angels. Verse 12 tells of the people that will take that message to the world. Here are they, that keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus. It is not one or the other. Jesus himself says in the gospel, if you love me, keep my commandments. Thank you, and bless you, my brethren.
Thank you, Mr. Bates. That was truly inspiring, Brother Curtis.
We are so delighted to have you and your new husband here, Sister White.
The Lord has shown us the truth in Brother Bates' message on the Sabbath.
Glory to God.
Give Sister White some room.
Twinkling lights. Stars. As many as the sands upon the shore.
Look upon the glory of God's creation.
In fact, she's healed.
The thing she spoke of tonight without ever leaving New England, I spent 20 years at sea to learn the half of it.
You have been one of her loudest critics.
Until now, Brother White. There's no way she could have known about the stars and the planets she described tonight except that God showed her. You can count me in the camp of her strongest supporters. I studied the Sabbath with Brother Edson and Brother Crozier in Port Gibson, then traveled on to the Curtis home in Topsham and met the White.
Did Mrs. White have one of her fainting spells?
I was wrong to doubt her, Prudy. She had a vision. Right in front of me. I believe God is using her to confirm the truths he is revealing in our study of Scripture.
I still have my doubts.
Perhaps reading my written account will better explain.
You're going to write of her visions?
Yes. And on the seventh-day Sabbath.
Bates has printed about the Sabbath again.
But how did he have the money?
He didn't. We shall have to raise funds to pay the expenses.
How will we get $7.50?
For the hour to read this come, and the earth's harvest is...
Work so hard to study God's word, and yet I still cannot understand the scriptures that you and the others wrestle over. I feel as if I am always on the outside looking in.
Ellen, when we come to an impasse, God gives you in vision the clarification from his word.
But when I am not in vision, it is as if my mind is locked to understanding the scriptures.
This may be a blessing.
Perhaps God is protecting you so that people cannot falsely claim our message is based on your visions instead of on God's word.
We have already attended three gatherings in search of our Bible truth. Must we go to Connecticut for this conference at the Belkins?
I think it would be wise to attend.
But we have no money for it, James.
I am to be paid next week for cutting wood. I expect $10 for my labors.
I cannot mind my child and travel, James. I cannot.
Our Father has called us to this work. He will never leave us nor forsake us.
We had some very passionate discussions this morning.
We must keep our heads.
So many of the signs of his return that Jesus gave to his disciples in Matthew are being fulfilled around us today.
Agreed. And we've made much progress.
4 years ago, who would have imagined worshiping on Saturday?
Tis true. Common ground can be found when we come together. We keep the commandments not to be saved, but because we are saved.
Exactly. As Jesus said, if you love me, keep my...
If you love me, you'll wait till everybody's ready to eat.
Bates.
You and Ellen have spent so much time traveling to spread the word, but you cannot be everywhere.
And neither do we wish to be. Leaving our son behind each journey makes the wagon light, but our hearts heavy.
The Lord has shown me a way that we can reach the Advent believers without having to travel so frequently. We must establish a newspaper.
But Brother Bates believes that we should put our efforts towards pamphlets and books, not to an ongoing paper.
Brother Nichols, two paths are but one. We have no quarrel with his approach, but my husband is prepared to start immediately on a periodical, as books often suffer neglect on the shelf.
Where will the funds come for this?
Well, let the paper be small at first. As our people read, they will send means by which to print. From a small beginning, God has shown me that this little paper will go round the world. We must continue to publish, James. Each week, we receive more letters.
We cannot continue. Our debts have grown too large. I cannot talk now. I'm late.
Late? Late for what?
My appointment with the printer. I'm telling him this issue will be our last.
Something will happen to change this course.
Feel free to pray for a miracle. Barring that, we cannot continue.
And God shall wipe away all tears. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for those things are passed away.
How much did it cost?
$652, Annie.
$600. Oh, Lord have mercy. Hiram Medicine paid for it?
Yes. But word has gone out in the review and already funds are coming back to pay the loan.
It's a miracle.
Yes. And news of miracles travels fast.
Roll up your sleeves. Because our work has really begun.
They should call this paper the Messenger of Deception. This article is filled with lies about God's work. They have poisoned many hearts, James. Good men whom we once published in the review now misinterpret scripture, spreading error.
Here's more bad news. In Wisconsin, the meeting tent has gone missing.
We cannot allow this.
We cannot stop it. We are not organized. We have no authority.
We must find a way to treat your lungs.
It's another letter from John Andrews and John Loughborough. That can't be bad.
Read it. They're both exhausted. Brother Andrews labors all week to earn a living. His eyesight is going. His voice is nearly lost from preaching on weekends. And I wish those were our only troubles.
What do you have to tell me?
The landlord has sent a notice regarding next year's rent. $14.50 a month.
What are we to do?
We could move.
To Vermont?
Some have suggested Michigan.
You would pack up and go west.
We visited before. You yourself said the people were so kind.
The Battle Creek brethren want the responsibility of publishing.
Battle Creek? Hardly sounds inviting.
Haven't you been battling most of your life? Could suit you well to live in such a town.
Is that so?
The sisters are bringing over mattresses and a table with two chairs. The building down the street has more room for the boys to run about. The first house of worship will be ready in a few weeks.
Thank you, Uriah. You are a blessing to our family.
Before I go, I borrowed some money to get several cakes of maple sugar, 2 bushels of wheat.
Oh, we will pay it all back.
Little heed is given to the Bible, and the Lord has given a lesser light to lead men and women to the greater light, the Bible. I do not ask you to take my words. Lay Sister White to one side. Don't quote my words until you can obey the Bible. I exalt the precious word before you. Our position and faith is in the Bible.
I want you to know I put our house here in your name.
I will not hear such talk.
Mm-hmm. What choice have you now but to listen?
If you rest, your health will improve.
I have deeded the house to you. If God should bid me rest in my grave, I will not leave a widow with 3 children and no home. I will not.
I have faith that the Lord will not take you from us. There is much work left for you to do, Mr. White. We can now count more than 2,000 believers.
Helen, I have tried to make this work,
no,
but...
No, you have succeeded. We shall continue to wait upon the Lord.
Ownership must be taken out of the hands of the individuals. I alone own the printing press, Brother Belden. That is not right.
And I own the land the church is built on. Under whose name should it stand?
No one man's, I think. Brother Andrews has made the suggestion that we need not organize legally as a church, but we could be incorporated under the laws of Michigan as an association.
An association?
The earliest of all Christians were set up as such.
The discussion must be had.
We shall call a conference to meet here in Battle Creek. An agreement must be found, even if we have to sit until the Lord returns to do so.
Do I have a motion to create a publishing association?
Aye.
Gentlemen, under the laws of Michigan, we cannot incorporate a publishing work until we choose a name.
Brother Andrew is right. Yes.
Gentlemen, let us not back down from what we have spent the last 2 days resolving. This child of ours has been created,
and is now so grown that it is exceedingly awkward to have no name for it.
We have been called the people of the shut door.
Because we believe that the door to the holy place was closed, and the door to the most holy place in the heavenly sanctuary was opened.
Should that be part of our name?
Whatever name we choose, it should not be objectionable to the world at large.
We've had 2 days of discussions.
And yet you are no closer.
Progress has been made. But there are still objections.
It's important that everyone be heard, James.
Yes, John Herbert, especially you.
Our fourth son is perhaps the loudest?
Now, where would he get that from?
Gentlemen, brothers, come to order.
I say we call our association the Church of God.
Others have that name already. And doesn't that sound a bit boastful?
'Tis the case.
Perhaps we should look to our two pillars of faith, the Sabbath and the second coming of Jesus. What do we say to being called the Seventh-day Adventists? Do I have a motion? I make a motion that we call ourselves Seventh-day Adventists.
Yes, aye.
Only pray. Our poor son is hot as fire.
James. Not our son. James. Nine days ago, we lost our baby boy, John. I understand now the grief of King David when he lost his child. My son, would God I had died for thee. And yet I cling to the Father's promise that all things work together for good to them that love God. But I come before you today, January 12th, 1861.
to tell you that I have been shown in vision that more states will join South Carolina in a secession, and a terrible war will result. I saw large armies raised by both North and South. I saw the battle raging. I heard the booming cannon. The dead and wounded falling on every side. And I was taken in vision to the homes of those who lost brothers, sons, and husbands in the war. And there are men and women in this house today who will lose their loved ones in the days to come. This war will be fought over slavery and the stubbornness of those who refuse to see the truth of God. The law requiring us to return a slave back to his master, we must never obey.
That is Bordeaux. B-O-U-R-D-E-A-U.
We need more able workers.
How's your health, brother White?
James! Boys, go get the doctor!
I have put two sons in the ground, Mr. White. You are going nowhere.
Today we inaugurate the Western Health Reform Institute. We have only to look for inspiration in this project, at the progress in health made by our dear brother James.
Caring for our health is a spiritual matter. I have seen that it is sacred duty to care not only for our health, but to teach others how to care for theirs. The message we bear is a worldwide message. It will go in power to distant Oregon, to Europe, to Australia, to the islands of the seas, to all nations, tongues, and peoples. Your house is the world.